Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Jennifer McDonald, president and CEO of the Licking County Chamber of Commerce. I don't know why we bother.
Getting more special by the moment.
I don't know why we bother. Cloudy today, a mix of rain and snow, high near right around 40, mix of rain and snow tonight. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with snow showers. Now, tonight it's going to get really cold. Winds are going to pick up to 40 miles per hour. So it's going to be cold in the morning. Wind chills, would you say, about zero?
Yep.
Yeah, so butter bundle
17
up
on the thermometer, and only 28 during the day. So any breeze at all takes the heat right off.
Y'all better bundle up. Now, Jennifer, before we get into the Chamber of Commerce and the Rock and Auction, you have cows. Will you have to go out and take care of the cows?
No,
or will the husband?
I do not.
What do you do, heating blankets? Or, I mean, cows are outdoor animals. Don't they just do what they do?
She has no idea.
Yeah.
She went to a cow auction.
I did.
How was that?
They had good cheeseburgers.
Wow. Did you go up to one of the cows and go, hey, this might have been your son? Yeah. I mean, what did you do?
It was interesting. I don't know that I want to go back, but it was interesting.
You ever done a cow auction?
Oh, yeah.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. Hay auctions, all that stuff.
I didn't understand what they were saying at first.
Really?
Yeah.
Went that fast on you, did they?
Did, yeah.
Well, they get time is money for auctioneers.
Uh-huh.
So.
Wow.
Plus, you know, most of the time guys kind of know what they're willing to spend, and, you know, they kind of know about where it's going to go.
Well, her husband's gone off the deep end on buying cows. Every time I turn around, he's sending me a picture of a cow. I'm like, what is going on here? And how many do you have now?
I think 10 or 11.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
They're not all at our house, though.
No.
They live in other areas.
they free range.
Through the city of
here, cheeseburger. Here, cheeseburger.
I just love that. Do you go to chicken sales too and get wings? What are you doing over there? A cow sale.
It's Ohio Cattlemen's Association's
all good
auction. So you should have good cheeseburgers.
Well, they
good
based on the Hartford Fair representation of the Cattlemen's, they get it done.
No, it was awesome. Yeah, I do love our cows. I'm nothing negative about our cows.
Yeah, you don't name them though.
Well, yeah, she went to live somewhere else.
See, you never thought you'd hear this out of your chamber president.
Nope.
She's, you know, the Annie Oakley of Licking County. So
right on, right on.
Pretty cool. All right, let's get into some of the stuff that's taking place with the chamber, and that's the big rockin' auction is taking place tomorrow evening. Maybe explain to folks what this is all about, and if people want to get involved, what they need to do.
Well, it's just a fun after-hours event. It's from 4 to 7 at the Brindu Mansion, so, you know, it's gorgeous out there. It'll look so nice, and you guys are predicting a little snow, so we're having an ugly sweater contest. So wear your ugly Christmas sweaters.
It's not ugly in a sweater.
Yeah.
It's an ugly sweater.
What I put on will make it an ugly sweater.
No.
Don't worry.
Lucas Atwood with Snapshots is providing food, and we will have free beverages, both soft drinks and alcoholic, to get people to bid. No, I'm kidding.
We'd appreciate it if you drink the alcohol. When the bidding
begins. Right on, right on.
But no, seriously, we have silent auction items from a lot of our chamber members, really unique gift packages. I mean, you could come in and find some fun stuff to give for Christmas. And then we have some live auction items. So that's when the real fun begins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we'll get into some of those, and one that's, shall we say, near and dear to my heart with one of these live auctions. Now, this is the 10th year for this or 12th year for this? I know it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
Put you on the spot. Yeah. I'm good at this, Riley. I've done this.
Well,
a
because
lot
COVID killed it for a bit, so I can't say. Okay. It might be the 12th year, the 10th one, or something like
and
that.
And it's in the mansion.
It is.
Sometimes you guys will have stuff down in the spare, I call it the spare room, but the big barn down there as well. It's on those spare rooms.
Spare room.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's
in the mansion, and we'll have some music playing, and Joel's going to get us all hyped up.
Well, he better.
Wow. There's pressure.
Now, what are some of the things that will be up for auction?
For the live auction?
Yeah, we'll start there.
So we have Wind Waste is giving a dumpster, so you can take it to your house. It's $1,000 value.
Oh, I know who somebody that you're close to should have that dumpster.
I already told him.
<McDonald's>.
That's thought provoking.
Yeah,
I know. I think that's
somebody's getting ready for a move.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Or just doing some cleaning.
Yeah,
do a lot of cleaning for.
Does I have to use that immediately or? Is
no,
that
it's good for a year. So
okay.
You can decide doing spring cleaning or post Christmas items you don't want or you know.
Family members you want out of the house? Give them a hint.
Hey, here's the mother-in-law suite. Pull the dumpster around.
Right by the window. I'll get it out of here.
Yeah.
So you got that?
We have that. We have Alex Azen was super generous with 1922, and he's doing, I think it's a 5-course dinner for 10 people with wine. Mm-hmm. And again, that's a $1,000 value.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's super
cool. For 10 people.
Yeah.
So that's a nice, I mean, again, people hear these numbers and, you know, you can get some good bids on it, but I always think to myself, well, if you have 10 people and you split it,
right,
it's not that bad.
No.
Now, if you're one person who's buying it, your wife might not be happy with you, but I mean, at least she's going to get a good meal and drinks. Yeah.
You can come. You pony up. That's what happens.
No vacation this year, sweetie, but we are going to have a great meal.
That's right. So you have that.
Eat up. We have some Blue Jackets tickets we're giving or auctioning off. We have Weekly Travel is doing, I think it's called the Cuyahoga Wine Train.
Okay.
With an overnight stay. And that's like a $500 value. What else do we have?
Now, I know last year I bid on the Cinco de Mayo,
yes,
your package.
Yes, we're doing that again. Okay.
And
we're doing that again. That is for 6 people, I believe, and you get $300 worth of gift cards, mm-hmm, to spend at all the different places and the T-shirts,
yep,
for those people.
And I know we got that one.
Like, yeah.
We had a ball with that.
Yes.
Because we had friends.
Yes.
We had come down.
Yep.
And it was a lot of,
yep,
fun.
So that'll be really cool. The Big City Photo Booth's going to be there, so you can get pictures taken in your sweaters, but they're also giving away an opportunity for you to have that photo booth in an event. That are auctioning that off. We have, I think, 4 different liquors, mm, along with a cooler that my officers of the chamber board
So you know
donated.
There's good taste involved there.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, because, yep, I've seen what these coolers can be filled with before.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good stuff.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
So, and then do we want to talk about yours?
Yes, we are. Now, people have known, and we talk about it quite a bit. I've redone the basement, and it's the cave. It's a man cave. I think, Jennifer, you've been in there. Joel, you've been down there. I mean, it's an experience. I mean, we have a lot of fun down there, and we're going to give away a day in the Doney Cave for an Ohio State football game. Now, the schedule's out, but you really don't know the dates and times for everything yet. And we'll work out all those details. But that's going to include your food, your appetizers, your drinks, whatever that might be. I sent you a picture of the bar,
yeah,
with some of the alcohol that's down there. But you've been there. I tell people all the time, you want to come down and laugh, this is the place to do it. And have a good time. I mean, you're going to get a meal, whatever you want. You know?
Yeah.
So just come on down. But this will be a lot of fun. If people are like, you're going to open your door to strangers? I'm like, anybody stranger than I am when it comes to a football game, come on in. It'll be a blast.
It should be for a Notre Dame game, honestly. I mean, if you want to see Dave Doney in his natural habitat.
Well, we can still, I mean, you can hang around all day.
Yeah. Well, and you have 3 TVs, so it could be multiple.
Or don't short,
oh,
me.
I forgot the little one up the, above the, that I never see.
Just don't short
the little
me.
One that you got to wrench your neck to see. It counts.
So. I always think you're cheering at a commercial and here there's something going on over here.
But we keep people happy. Let's just say that between the food and the drinks and the football. Now, that's going to be for 4 people. Joel and I will be there, so that's 6. And you and your husband will be there, and then our wives will be there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Just a great time. Come on down. Joel, you've been there. You know, we do it right, shall we say.
I would agree. And the great thing is, and it's well documented, you don't have to bring anything to enter the cave. You just show up. You get wined and dined and hosted to the mosted, and then life is good.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And
you just walk right in the door. You don't even have to knock. You just go on
people?
In.
If the door's open, come on in.
Come on in. Now, on this particular day, we would appreciate if no one else comes in, but the folks who bid.
That might make it more fun. Who knows?
I can only handle so many people in
that
cave.
You know, might have to annex.
God, that is, again, go upstairs, sit up there. We can put 2 TVs in the living room for you. So.
Dog friendly, all of it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We take care of everything. But
it's
this was
kind
of cool. I was really happy that you asked us to do this. And again, it's to help the chamber. All this money goes back to you guys to
it
help
does.
What you do in the community.
It does. It helps us with our programming. Yes. Yes. So we really appreciate you doing that. You know, people are looking for experiences. And so a lot of what we have are things like that. So I think this one will be really cool.
I think it will be a lot of fun. Again, I'm not just saying, but I'm just telling anybody who's come in there, and Joel, we've had our friends come over, and Jennifer, we've had friends come over. They all walk out of there smiling. Mm-hmm. And they're not walking out of there hungry.
Nope.
And they're not walking out of there needing another drink.
No.
Now, we have fun responsibly, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. but there'll be plenty down there for folks to drink. And if you don't want the alcoholic beverages, you can have pop, water, whatever it is you want.
Make special requests.
That's
Dave
right.
often provides.
We have a margarita maker if folks want margaritas. The chamber president is known for making a fantastic margarita.
Agreed.
So we may put her to work down there that day. But it is a lot of fun. So you've got that. Now, is there anything else? You used to have golf packages. Is there any golf packages this year?
I don't believe so.
All right. Now, that's the live auction. What about the silent auction?
Silent, I know we've got a nice package from the works with some day passes and some glassware. We have... the Midland Theater has given us a gift card. We have Ship Brothers. The Second Street Market has a really cool gift basket for any of you that might be looking for something for your wife or...
girlfriend.
Sure.
I'm glad it was or.
We work in radio. We can't afford both. Don't worry.
Yeah, we have an outdoor like barbecue. Oh. Just some interesting things. Yeah, that people have dropped by. And
now last year you had dance lessons.
I don't think we have that. I know you guys did that.
We did, and we had a blast. But that's what I'm saying. There's with that silent auction. There's a lot to find.
Yep.
A lot to find.
Yep.
We've had the golf balls. I bought a sign that now hangs prominently in the cave. 1 year at the silent auction part of that. So it's a free event. What do folks need to do though if you want to come out? Because I know, like you said, you're going to have food and drinks. And you want to make sure you have plenty for folks.
I mean, you can register if you want on our website, LincolnCountyChamber.com. You can just look up the event. You can register online. Give us a call, or just stop in. Mm-hmm. You know,
don't have to be a chamber member.
No, not for this one. We'll allow folks that are very interested in seeing what's going on and
cool.
learning what we do, listen to some music.
I'm sure folks that are listening to this thinking, we're not chamber members, but we want to go destroy Donnie's cave. So.
Yeah, come on over.
Come on over.
And you know what? I think a lot of people will realize they are a member. They might work for a big company and they're like, oh yeah, I guess we are.
And how many members are you up to?
Gosh, 970 some.
Wow. So
980.
And again, we'll get into economic development here in a second, but my guess is that number is going to jump over the next few years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty steady. Every month we see some new ones. So
now,
it's nice.
When you get there, is it just go to a table for folks?
We'll get you a paddle. And you only have to spend money if you write down your paddle number or you raise it and decide you want to buy something. You know, there's some good deals to get because sometimes you're like, wow, that went really low. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it goes a little higher than what you would think.
Well, we want it to go higher. We don't want it to go lower. We want it to go higher for all of them. So it'll be a great time. That's 4 to 7 tomorrow,
it is.
Correct?
Yep.
And the live auction will start about what time?
I think we said a little 6:30, 6:15.
And you guys move things quickly.
We finished the silent at 6, so probably 6:15 mm-hmm. we'll start the live. Yeah, it is. It's pretty quick.
It's finished with a flourish.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, we hope so.
Yep.
I hope somebody bids on that cave. I'm a little fool if it's just the four of us sitting down there on a Saturday for an Ohio
I'm telling
State
you,
cave.
There are going to be people in place to make sure the bid goes well.
Oh, I think it will. Don't worry about that. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Jennifer McDonald, President and CEO Licking County Chamber of Commerce. Cloudy skies today. Could see a mix of rain and snow today and this evening. Tonight's going to get really cold, down to 17, but with wind chills, it's going to feel like more like right around zero, maybe even a little bit less. 40 mph per hour winds are expected at some point overnight. And then tomorrow, snow showers and a high near 28. We've been talking about the big rock and auction with the Licking County Chamber of Commerce, so we'll switch up a little bit. Jennifer, and just as we come to the end of the year here, as we start looking towards 2025, economic development in the county, a pretty good year, if you ask me, if things that happened around the county.
It's been a great year. We've seen a lot of job creation in different communities. We've seen some additional housing, which is definitely needed. We've seen some apartments come up, which is great for young professionals. We just don't have enough options for rent. So it's been a really good year.
When you look at that, the options for living, obviously we'll get into the arcade here in a moment or two, as much as you can talk about it and what's going to be happening. But, you know, the Avalon building, unfortunately, has to come down. So you're looking at different things to find some housing for folks. But, you know, that's for the homeless. But we were talking to somebody the other day about, you know, you got to find housing for folks who are going to be working here. It's not for the homeless. Do you have discussions on a regular basis with companies about here's what we can do to try to help, or here's what needs to be done?
You know, it kind of falls back a lot on different communities, township trustees, mayors. I mean, they are really the ones having a lot of discussions. The companies, I think, are having more input than they used to. Because they're having to do a further reach to try to get employees in, you know, like at the Port Authority, it used to be almost 80-90% Licking County license plates, and it's not nearly that many anymore. So people are coming into our community to work. Maybe they want to live outside. I don't know. But I just think there's just not enough housing. You know, it's still a buyer's market and houses go quick. With the framework plan, we learned that we have more mobile home units than we do apartments. So it's really more talk too about attainable housing. You know, a lot of people don't like the word affordable, but really it's just what can you afford for what you're making? I mean, I have a son and daughter-in-law who have professional jobs, and right now they can't afford a house. So, you know, it's just a little bit out of reach. And so what are the options for them starting out, you know, to want to live in Licking County? And, you know, kind of the cool new apartments are the way, I think, to go. A lot of what Mark Johns is talking about in the city of Heath is exciting, with different opportunities based on your time of your life.
Yeah, it seems like that conversation, though, is so permeating, because you've got people that are moving in from outside, you know, moving in from the coasts, and, you know, affordable housing to them is far different than people that grew up in Licking County.
Yeah.
So you have to, you know, and developers and people that got land, I mean, they want as much money as they can. So where is that balance? And it just seems like that struggle continues. You talk about townships and small town mayors, you know, there's going to have to be some wholesale changes in some parts of the county for it to work, because 5 acres anymore is it just not sustainable.
Yeah. And, you know, we learned too through the framework project, there are still some townships that they don't want density. I mean, they want to make sure that they continue to have the acreage and the agricultural land, and which is important. But, you know, maybe right next door to them in another township, they're like, yeah, we're open to other opportunities. So I think you're going to start seeing a real mix coming in. You know, I see both sides, and I think it's good to continue to have some of that open land and agricultural opportunities.
Absolutely.
Here.
As far as diversity, what about businesses? Is there something that you're looking for that you say, that people are saying we need to get more of these into the area, or is it just, hey, we're going to take whatever can come our way right now. We want to have, but are there some areas, Jennifer, where you're saying, yeah, I can see a lack of that service or that service line that we need?
Yeah, you know, a lot of that falls back more on like commercial developers that kind of help bring in, as far as like Grow Licking County, which is our community improvement corporation for the county, we're really a lot more focused on industrial growth. So those are going to be your manufacturers, We do work with healthcare facilities or, you know, people looking for business elsewhere other than manufacturing. But that's kind of the meat and potatoes of that. So a lot of the commercial development, I mean, we're finally going to get a Waffle House, I think, in Heath. So, you know, it's like people are looking for some specific restaurants that maybe you see in Columbus. There's definitely a mix of that you don't see retail, you know, you don't think about that as much because, you know, people buy online, but it's still really cool to have some neat retail shops to go in and find some unique gifts.
And it seems too, like healthcare, I see Licking Memorial grows out.
Yep.
And, you know, but then there's also other hospitals from Columbus that are trying to plant seeds in the western part of the county. So it seems like that's almost a struggle.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, Licking Memorial has won all kinds of awards. They do a great job, you know, Dave's mm-hmm. being on their board. And I think they have put a footprint out there in Pataskala and different areas and looking to grow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, what are your staples? What do you need? You definitely need a good healthcare system. So that's always very important. Mm-hmm. Hotels, I think we probably could use a few more of them as we grow and people are coming in and, with the UNESCO. And so, you know, I don't know that there's anything specific that we're targeting per se, but there are issues with water capacity and sewer and, electric. You know, like EV battery plants are looking to locate within the region, and there's just not always enough electric. Data centers take a lot of electric.
Yeah, I mean, so. Pataskala's getting, you know, you got Microsoft, they're just bustling everywhere you look.
Well, just the power lines are running between Johnstown and New Albany across 62 out to the site. I mean, it's amazing how much utility work's being done mm-hmm. through there.
No doubt mm-hmm. at all. You know, there was a, and again, you don't have any of the insight on this, I know, but did you get a little bit, and we were talking about this earlier, do you get a little bit nervous when you're seeing what happens with Intel on a national scale? I mean, has there been talk in the county, Jennifer, about, okay, what do we need to do to make sure this program and this project continues on? A lot of this is state-driven and federally driven, I understand, but I mean, are you talking to other folks in the community going, you know, all right, how do we get our arms around what's happening with them?
We are having conversations. We are looking to have a meeting with Jobs Ohio and One Columbus and kind of have a little bit more insight. You know, as far as I know, they're continuing with business, on construction and everything. It's always hard when it's a multi-year project and things happen during that time. And there's a lot of, with social media, there's a lot of people making rumors and everything. But, you know, we were a growing community before Intel decided they were coming here. They haven't hired that many yet. And we continue to see major growth, like with Illuminate. I mean, they have 1,000 employees and, you know, great, great benefits, great payroll. So that's what we really like to see is people that have high paying jobs come in, you know, honestly.
No, it's true, and that's, you know, some of the stuff that's happening throughout the community. You're seeing more and more of these jobs start to come in. It's not, as you said, it's not just Intel, and I've had people say that all along. It's not just them. Obviously, that's the big one everybody talks about,
yeah.
But there's those other businesses. The arcade, I know, again, this isn't specifically the Chamber of Commerce, but I know this is getting close. How big a deal is this going to be?
It's huge. Yeah. It's huge. It's massive. I mean, you know, there's been so much redevelopment in downtown, and we are a partner with Newark Development Partners, and the things they've done is just amazing. If you look back 10 years, you know, before the roundabouts and all the beautification and all the upgrades and the painting, and I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal. I think we're going to have an after hours in January there and kind of help with their grand opening. But they already have retail spaces that are going to be going in, restaurants, loft apartments, and they've brought them back to what it was during that time. It's just, they're so gorgeous, and they're all really unique. Two of them are going to be Airbnbs. So, you know, people coming in and they want to stay there for a few nights, or they're here for business or pleasure.
Midland Theater show and want to stay
somewhere. Yep, they're looking to do start their winter farmers market in there.
I think I saw that on the Canal Market District's web. I think January is going to be the first one.
Yeah, and if you go off of 4th Street, that mural is gorgeous.
Yes.
That they're putting up. It just is kind of the finishing touch to downtown that needed that revitalization.
Yeah. I think it's going to be, and I think they want to get it open before the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I know Fred Ernest is stepping down at the end of the year, so I'm sure he would like to be able to have it taken care of.
They're finishing up construction, getting occupancy. I think people can start moving in January. So
That's what I thought. Before we let you go, Groundhog Breakfast, can't forget that. That's coming up.
January 31st. Joel, we do know it's February 2nd, but...
Get it, Jennifer. Get it.
But our friends at Ohio State at Newark and COTC let us use their facility on Fridays. So, plus people have to get up really early, and so we think, you know, they can take the afternoon off after they come.
Friday's perfect.
I can say that's how I look at it. I've never seen a problem with it.
So, yeah, January 31st, it's our 69th annual.
And the Board of
really
DC.
Really early. Yeah. Right. So super excited about that. David Brown, who's the founder of the Harmony Project, is going to be our keynote speaker.
Very nice. Yeah. It's always a good time.
It's a really cool theme this year.
Yeah. It's always a good time. All right. Real quick again, Rock and Auction, time, place, what everybody needs to know for
tomorrow. It's 4 to 7 tomorrow at the Brindu Mansion in the actual mansion house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just come. Wear your ugly Christmas sweater or pretty Christmas sweater.
There were some really ugly ones last year.
Well, people had light up bulbs and all kinds of stuff.
I want to think. I can't remember who it was from the YMCA who actually.
Yeah.
It wasn't Adam. It was.
It was Jamie.
Jamie.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember. Yep. Oh God, that's right. Now that thing was butt ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it like a man's physique or something under it? I don't know.
Really
it was crazy.
Looking.
It was bad.
It was weird looking. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. If you get a chance, stop out tomorrow from 4 to 7 at the Brindu Mansion. The live auction right around 6:15. A lot of good prizes there. Again, giving away for folks, four people to come out to my cave and watch an Ohio State game next year with Joel and I and some other people. It'll be a lot of fun. So if you get a chance, stop out at the Brindu Mansion. Joel will be emceeing, and I'll be out there at some point. So it's always a good time. Food, hors d'oeuvres, drinks. It's a blast. Mm-hmm. Get out there and check it out. And learn a little bit about the Chamber of Commerce as well. I know all your staff will be there walking around.
Yep. And I forgot to mention the Gwansel Group will be there, our bartenders.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah. So there are guest bartenders.
You're getting close to 1,000 members of the Chamber. Is there any special recognition for the 1,000th member?
No, because I was close to that, and then it went down a little.
Ooh.
So I can't jinx it. But maybe there will be. Okay. Maybe that would be something fun.
No doubt about it. Yeah. 1,000 members, you should celebrate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt about that whatsoever. Well, Jennifer, as always, I appreciate it. She even brought us some cinnamon rolls.
It's
a
beautiful
thing.
Rolls by the pound.
I'm trying to make sure the guy down the hall doesn't see them, because if he does, he'll just take all four of them. He'll just be like, oh, look, she brought me cinnamon rolls. Like, no, we got to share those. Or he'll eat them all for sure, I guarantee it. But again, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow night. Be sure to join us on Friday for Talk of the Town. Our guest will be Major Tim Higgins from the Newark Salvation Army. He'll be in here to talk about their Christmas cheer program and how we can all help out, especially with getting kids toys and obviously with the bells this year as well. So he'll be in on Friday morning for Talk of the Town.